Paul, quick thinking, eh? Thinking on your feet. Thinking on your feet. Well, happy Mother's Day to all mothers. Since it's Mother's Day, I wanted to include mothers in my message today. And so I'm going to focus on parents. And not just parents, especially aging or elderly parents. What is the fifth commandment? I'm sure you know it. It's honor your parents. Honor your parents. But it's honor your parents no matter what their age is and no matter what your age is. So the relationship I'm going to focus on this morning is not the relationship between Sam and his parents, but rather between Dan and his parents. It's a different dynamic. But it doesn't preclude people like Cynthia and her relationship with her parents. In my case, and this message is very applicable to me, in my case, my mother is 80. She's mentally stable. But believe me, we don't always see eye to eye about her care and the way she lives her life. Not that she lives it unhealthy or ungodly, but just the way, the things she does and the things she wants from life. The number of aging people is expected to grow in the years ahead. Our parents are part of that statistic, and believe me, in a few years, we will be part of it too. As the percentage of older people increases, problems, attitudes, responsibilities, care becomes matters of increasing concern. Increasing concern. And if you're not at that point yet, when you get there, you'll understand the dynamics of it. Attitudes towards the aging, attitudes towards elderly people in particular, is especially important for Christians. And that is because old age is a blessing from God. You have only lived that number of years to that ripe old age because God has allowed you to do that, and He has blessed you with old age. He has blessed you with old age. Old age is just an indication of God's favor, of your life that you've lived. I want to read from Deuteronomy. I'm going to read from chapter 5 and verse 33. 5 and verse 33. Walk in all the way that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. How many of you identify with the following? How many of you identify with the following? Financial burden in caring for elderly parents. And this intensifies when children have children of their own who depend on their help. Are you caught in the middle? Your parents' expectations are different to your expectations. Do your parents expect more than you can provide? Do you think the expectations are unreasonable? In this fast-paced life that we live today, it becomes necessary for some of us to send our parents to a nursing home. which is costly. I was just speaking to, my apologies, this morning, and we were just talking about the cost of nursing homes. It's a major cost. Do you feel guilty that you're not able to keep them in your homes? In some cultures, maybe the Asian cultures, definitely the African cultures, it's not the accepted norm. It's not the accepted norm. The family looks after the elderly. So the question is, as Christians, how do we tackle these challenges? How do we tackle these challenges? And is it any different if our parents are Christians or non-Christians? And what roles do parents play in their care? In the Bible, the aged are perceived to be wise. They are perceived to be resourceful people with many valuable gifts to share for the good of everyone. It's a different way of looking at it. I mean, ideally we would say, well, what does mom know about the internet? What does she know about the new economy? What does she know about life, the new life? Believe me, they have lived life and they have lots to share with us, provided we have an open mind to learn. Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 11 says that wisdom is the attribute of the aged. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by wisdom your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. The aged can be wise counsel to the young. Can be wise counsel to the young. But the aged have continuing moral obligations. They could be wise counsel to the young, but they have continuing moral obligations. And that is clearly defined to us in Titus chapter 2 and verses 2 to 3. Titus 2, verses 2 to 3. I want to read that. If I can find it. Titus 2, and verses 2 to 3. Older men are to be self-controlled, worthy of respect, sensible, sound in faith, love, and endurance. In the same way, older women are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderous, and not addicted to much wine. They are to teach what is good. So there's an expectation from Christian elderly, from the Christian aged, that the wisdom they have and the teaching they can provide, the counsel, is of great importance to the young. These are the many ways that Christians can use their time, the aged Christians in particular, can use their time, their wisdom, and their talents. And these are gifts from God. These are gifts from God. And the aged have that ability to serve God in that manner. I always reflect on my mother when I'm thinking of these things. So a lot of what I'm speaking, my mind just reverts back to my relationship with my mother. Let's just say that aged parents can be set in their ways. Let's be kind, because I'm going to get there one day. So let's just say that they can be set in their ways. My wife will tell me I'm not far from it already. But let's just say they can be set in their ways. And getting them to see things through our eyes is not necessarily easy. It's not easy. In 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8, we read, "Now if anyone does not provide for their own relatives, and Paul doesn't say that your relatives are Christians or non-Christians, your own relatives. And especially for those in the household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." And Paul says that the first responsibility is to show godliness at home and repay their parents by taking care of them. Because even in the time of Paul, unbelievers took care of their parents. Paul was concerned, and he wanted to make sure that the church did not give financial support to the people who could get help from their own families. Because you are meant to turn to your family. This is not the responsibility of the church that the church should be burdened with. Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 16, "If a Christian woman has relatives who are widows, then she must take care of them and not put the responsibility on the church. Then the church can take care for the widows who are truly alone." The church plays a part, but when the family's around, the first responsibility falls on the family to take care of aging parents. So we know what God's word tells us about taking care of the aged. But how do we overcome that financial strain? That difference in expectations? And the feelings of guilt when we can't provide all they want. How do we do that? I have some ideas here. They're not exhaustive. They're not all of it. They're not the panacea to all problems. But it's some of the ideas that I thought I'd like to share with you. Ephesians 6 verses 1. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right. Be available to them. Give them your time and affection and your respect." It's easy to lose that respect for them, because you get excited with them, you get frustrated with them, you become angry because they don't see things the way you see it. Give them your time, affection, and your respect. Ephesians 6, verse 1. Now, many of us, we go through life and we have conflicts with our parents. It's not all rosy. But work through those conflicts that you've had with your parents. Whether you have them or whether you've had them. Work through it, but work through it in love. If they are weak and they're dependent on you, do not mistreat them. Do not try to control them for the things they've done in your past. Don't look for revenge. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18 warns us about revenge. Chapter 19, verse 18 warns us about revenge. Discuss openly and frankly about their expectations and yours. But be respectful. I just went through that this week. Just this week. I think it was on Tuesday night. But be respectful. Can't hear me? Okay. Do everything to help your parents, but be careful not to let them burden you with unreasonable demands. Do as much as you can, but be careful of unreasonable demands. And that happens. It creeps into life. It creeps in. Like I say to you, they don't see eye to eye with you. The expectations are different. And they want a Porsche when I can only give them a little VW. Be patient and sensitive with them. You have to remember something that you have not experienced their stage or that stage of their life. You will in the future, but you have not experienced old age. You do not know the joys and the tribulations and the trials that come with it. Learn as much as you can about old age, both its joys and its difficulties. Because when you get there, you'll have a better understanding. And any decisions you make that affect them, let your parents be involved in it. Let them have a say in it. And I guess lastly, show them your appreciation when they do something. Now I know it's a huge list. And it's not easy to be positive about all of it. Because it's a trying time. It's a trying and challenging relationship. But it's one that most and many of us will go through, both now and in the future. I'm not saying that caring for your aged parents are easy. Like I said, they set in their ways. They may be old. They may be infirm. Medically challenged. Financially strained. But they are a gift from God. They are a gift from God. Brethren, God has blessed your parents with old age. It's a blessing. And He wants us to take care of them. Even more so, that families look after the elderly. When I'd done the study for this, I sat back and I reflected on many of the things that I had. Things that have happened between me and my mother, and how I had moved forward with that relationship, whether it was in a good or a bad way. And as I said to you, she's just, I want to say a stubborn old lady, but I will not say that. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, we read that old age is considered to be positive, good fulfillment of life devoted to God. Both the blessing and responsibilities of aging is to be accepted with gratitude and in a sense of stewardship. For God has not given us a spirit of fearlessness, but one of power, love, and sound judgment. I hope today the message that I shared with you, one that applies very much to me, is something that you can take forward and apply it in your daily lives. I think we will all cross that road someday, and if we don't cross that road, we will be the aging parents, and our kids will be dealing with us in similar ways. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our parents. Father, we thank you for your blessings of many years that you have bestowed upon them. Your word commands that we take care of the elderly, and we ask that you bless us with patience, wisdom, and an open mind as we follow your word. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.